Let's have a prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this opportunity to remember. We ask that as we turn to your word, you would open our hearts afresh. And we pray for Jesus' sake. Amen. Well, 2019 is another significant year for remembrance. In 2018, we marked the 100th anniversary of the end of World War I. And many of us will remember the remarkable installations that decorated this building and indeed the Lych Gate in which the prayer kneeler commemorates. Well, 2019 is the 80th anniversary of the start of World War II. Two conflicts with such colossal loss of life, so close together in time. And of course, there are others to remember too. Those who lost their lives on active service in conflicts in different parts of the world since. And we honour those who serve and served to defend our democratic freedoms. Well, it is said that World War II, which began in 1939, was the deadliest military conflict in history. An estimated 70 to 85 million people perished. Now, I wonder, could somebody just hold that number up for me? Would you like to hold that for, stand up and hold it for me? So everybody can see it. That's it, roughly 75 million people. And that was remarkably, do you hold this one up? About 3% of the population of the entire world. Deaths directly caused by war, including military civilians killed, are estimated at around about 50 million. Can you hold it up for me? Show everybody. Thank you. And also, war-related deaths connected with disease and famine accounted for another 25 million. Now, of course, these figures are huge, but they're not just merely numbers. Each one of them represents a personal tragedy. Each one of them reminds us of a family member lost, a loved one gone. Well, so much tragedy, so much sadness reminds us that there's no room for glorifying war, even if on occasions in this broken world there is no alternative to it. Well, such sadness is around us in our world in different ways. And we remember those who died in war, especially at this time. But we also think of those who are facing death, those that we know who have died. We think of the bad news that we hear. We think of the struggles with illness or challenges and daily battles of one sort or another that are part of living in this broken world. Thank you very much to my helpers here. I have a piece of paper back. Can you go and sit down? Thank you. Now, that Bible reading that Tony read for us from John's Gospel tells us of a family who faced issues of sadness and death. We read about two sisters called Martha and Mary, and they had recently lost a loved one. Their brother, who was a fairly young man called Lazarus, had died, and he'd been buried just a few days before. Well, this family were friends with Jesus of Nazareth, and the sisters heard that Jesus was on his way to see them. Now, one of the sisters, called Martha, ran out to greet Jesus, and she poured out her heart and her emotions to him. In her grief, she almost blames Jesus that he hadn't made it in time. She said to him, "If you had been here, my brother would not have died." You see, she'd been slowly realizing that Jesus was no ordinary man. And with his great spiritual power, he might have been able to do something to help her brother if he'd arrived earlier. Well, Jesus has a conversation with this sister, and he says some remarkable things, as we'll see in a moment. But he then asks to see Martha's sister, who was called Mary. Now, when Mary arrives, she's very upset and in tears. And she says the same thing as her sister had said. "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died." And then we read, When Jesus saw her crying, and the Jews who had come along with her also weeping, he was deeply moved in spirit and troubled. Jesus is upset at the loss of his friend. And the force of the words imply that he's angry as well. He's angry at the brokenness of this world and the pain of death. "Where have you laid him?" Jesus asked. "Come and see, Lord," they replied. Well, how does Jesus react next? Well, in what is said to be the shortest verse in the whole Bible, John 11:35, we hear two words which powerfully relate to us as human beings in our times of difficulty. Those two words, Jesus wept. Jesus cried. Well, I'm going to show a short video clip now, which features the Welsh spoken word poet Di Woolrich, which helps us to think through these words, Jesus wept, in John 11:35.
To those who chose to be so brave, to those who rest within the grave, to those who fell and did not rise, with bayonets in hand and fear in eyes, to those who lay on Flanders fields, to those blanketed in poppy seeds, to the trench diggers, barbed wire bargers and front foot chargers, to the privates, lieutenants and camped at war tenants, to the ones who didn't make it back alive, may they know John 11:35. To those fighting at sea, sand or land, to those who see war at first hand, to the Normandy landers, to the beach stormers and cliff climbers, to those who lived at the sword and died at the sword, to the war zone patrollers and fresh-faced enrollers, to the heat-seeking missile controllers, to the every generation of soldiers, may their hearts bind to two words from John 11:35. To those with battles back at home, to those isolated and alone, to those who grieve with no loss of sleep, to those with pain that cuts so deep, to those who know the ache of loss, to those who paid such a cost, to those who know loss of their soulmate, to the ones who not yet know their fate, to the thinkers, feelers and mind blockers, to the bedridden and rage driven, to the unforgiven and unforgiven, to those whose joy was long left behind, may they know John 11:35. To those who fight for what is right, to those who long to reunite, to those who know their time is close, to those who know that pain the most, to those who feel there's nothing left, to those fighting till their final breath, to the cancer bearers and the cancer carers, to the last post players and the hopeless full swayers, to the light searchers, may they find at the end of the tunnel is John 11:35. To those who breathe with lung-filled pain, or wonder why the world is still the same, to those who have given up on faith, to the ones who feel that nowhere's safe, to the ones who see through a suffering mist, to the ones that doubt that God exists, to the screamers, tearers, and silent speakers, to the guilt-built and shame-keepers, may they know that He weeps with us. To those who replay trauma in their mind, may they know John 11:35. may we all know. John 11, 35.
Well, that Jesus, God become human, wept is a great reminder that God in Jesus understands you and me. He has become one of us. He loves us. He shares life with us. So may we remember that when we weep, we don't weep alone. But that's not all that our reading points us to. When Lazarus' sister Martha speaks with Jesus about not arriving on time, she feels the sadness and the grief deep down within her. But Jesus adds some of the most life-changing words ever spoken. Verse 25 of our reading. I am the resurrection and the life. The one who believes in me will live even though they die. And whoever lives by believing in me will never die. So here in Jesus is not just the wonderful reality that God shares our challenges with us and that God in Jesus even weeps with us. He also is the one who can give us a new start. Not only a fuller life now, more as it's meant to be, but because when we believe in him, we know that he has dealt with our biggest problem of turning away from God by dying on the cross. Because of that, we can know that there is a guarantee of full life. Life that lasts beyond the grave. Life that lasts forever. And this victory over death is guaranteed for his people because Jesus has been that way before us. Going through death, but being raised to life. I am the resurrection and the life. The one who believes in me will live even though they die. And whoever lives by believing in me will never die. Well, you know, Jesus went on to illustrate those words by bringing that man Lazarus back from the dead. He came out of the tomb alive. Remarkably, he was given more time to live on the earth. Jesus seemed to do this so that we have, as it were, a visual aid to remind us that those who believe in Jesus will receive eternal life through him. But the sisters didn't know that yet. So after speaking these words, that he is the resurrection and the life, and that those who believe in him will live even though they die, Jesus asks the sister Martha and us listening in this morning a question. He says, "Do you believe this?" Well, Martha says, "Yes, Lord, I believe that you are the Messiah, the Christ, the Son of God, who is to come into the world." How, I wonder, might we reply? Well, as we remember on this special day and at this special time, we think of those who gave so much for us in war, including the 75 million who died in World War II that began 80 years ago this year. And we think of how we can work for peace in our own day. But it's important to remember that God is not an impassioned observer in human difficulty. He feels with us. John 11, 35, Jesus wept. And through his own death and coming back to life, Jesus offers a new start now and forever. John 11, 25. I am the resurrection and I am the life. The one who believes in me will live even though they die. And whoever lives by believing in me will never die. Well, let's have a prayer together. Heavenly Father, we thank you again at this time for all those who laid down their lives for us and those who have served us in war and in conflict. And we thank you for Jesus, who has experienced human life in the raw, who knows what we're going through, who weeps with us. And we thank you for his promise. And we pray that you would work your grace and truth in us, that we might believe in him and know that eternal life forever. And we ask for Jesus' sake. Amen. Well, as we sing our next hymn, which is a new remembrance hymn, just written last year, it's a new hymn to an old tune, we're going to take a collection. Donations to the Royal British Legion can be made using the appropriate envelopes that you'll find in the pews. And please do put the tear-off slip inside the envelope. And donations in the yellow gift aid envelopes will go to All Saints Church. So if you turn to the order of service, O Lord, we look upon the past. Let's stand and sing.
Bloodstained face of war. We think of them and think of you, who came to earth as one of us, to share our pain and bear our wounds, and make the final sacrifice. Of peace.